We call to order the public hearing scheduled for 5:30 on the community development block grants, and we'll turn it over to Mr. Tenbush.
Good evening. I'm going to read the notice of public hearing. St. Lawrence County will hold a public hearing on Monday, November the 4th at 5:30 p.m. in the Board of Legislative Chamber. For the purpose of hearing public comments on St. Lawrence County's current community development block grant project. The name of the grant is the Countywide Housing Rehabilitation Program, Round 2. Grant number is 1106-HR311-17, and it was funded in the amount of $850,000. The CDBG program is administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal, or OCR. It provides resources to eligible local governments for housing, economic development, public facilities, public infrastructure, and planning activities, with the principal purpose of benefiting low and moderate income persons. This hearing will provide further information about the progress of the ongoing CDBG project. Comments related to the effectiveness of administration of this project will also be received at this time. The hearing is being conducted pursuant to Section 570.486, Subpart 1 of the CFR, and in compliance with the requirements of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended. The county courthouse is accessible to persons with disabilities. Written comments may be submitted to Jason Fotenauer, Director of Planning, until Friday, November 29th of this year. In September of 2017, St. Lawrence County applied for $850,000 in funding through the Community Development Block Grant Program in order to establish the second round of its countywide housing rehabilitation program, also known as CHRP 2. CHRP 2 is designed to assist low and moderate income households to rehabilitate their housing units. The application was successful. We were awarded $850,000. A grant agreement was signed. The agreement stipulated that all funds must be expended within 24 months or by December 13th of this year. The agreement anticipated that 24 households would be assisted. The county estimated that all program funds, that's $723,000 for rehabilitation of units, and all program delivery costs, $84,000, would provide direct benefit to LMI households. This ratio equals 95% of direct benefit to LMI households, and that exceeds the required 70% threshold for LMI benefit. The New York State Community Development Block Grant Administration Manual requires that all recipients of CDBG funds must meet the citizen participation requirements, which require recipients to follow a citizen participation plan providing for one public hearing prior to the submission of an application, and one public hearing, if awarded, to be held during the administration of the grant to solicit comments on the effectiveness of the program's administration. That's what we're here for tonight. A public hearing was held during the preparation of the grant, was held on September the 11th, 2017. Now the second hearing is required. We are required to provide the following information: the amount of CDBG funds, $850,000 total, which includes $723,294 for rehabilitation activities, $84,206 for program delivery, and $42,000 for administration. The amount for program delivery and for administration equals 14.9% of the grant total. We are allowed to take up to 18% for program delivery and administration. So that's significantly under that what we're allowed. We're required to tell you the listing of activities undertaken with these funds. We have completed the rehabilitation of 19 units. We have four more units under rehabilitation, and we have one unit getting ready for bid. We expect that it'll be done before December. That's a total of 24 units. That's 100% of what we had anticipated doing. Rehab costs have ranged from $4,875 to a maximum of $74,500. I realize that your notes might indicate a different number for a high of just $41,000. Our highest project was $74,000. Rehab costs have averaged $36,164 per unit. We're required to tell you the amount of funds made available for activities that benefit LMI national objective. That's the program fund, $723,000, and the program delivery funds at $84,000, providing a 95% direct benefit. If CDBG activities resulted in displacement, we are to review the displacement plan. We have a displacement plan, but no households were displaced during this project. Our progress toward program goals and objective, we proposed 24 units and we're delivering 24 units. We are providing for and encouraging citizen participation. That's the purpose of today's hearing. And we are to provide citizens with a reasonable opportunity to comment on activities that were undertaken or to comment on any activities that were added, deleted, or substantially changed from the application. And we did not add, delete, or change any of the activities that we submitted in the application. Again, comments will be accepted until November the 29th, sent to Jason Fotenhauer. There's a mailing address, a telephone number, and an email. Finally, I'd like to talk briefly about the CDBG history in St. Lawrence County. The Planning Office has administered community development block grant funded housing programs since 1982. We have obtained 24 grants to do home ownership assistance and 28 grants to rehabilitate substandard units. All told, we have benefited over 1,200 low and moderate income households. This equals about 3,000 people, and the 1,200 households improved totals about 3% of all the housing stock in St. Lawrence County. We estimate an economic impact of these programs of over $60 million. Other communities in St. Lawrence County have successfully secured and administered CDBG-funded housing programs on their own. These communities include the city of Ogdensburg, the villages of Governor, Messina, and Potsdam, and the towns of Fowler, Madrid, and Hopkinton. CDBG funds have also been used in St. Lawrence County for community planning projects, for water and sewer projects, for community centers, and for economic development projects. I will entertain any questions. All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I call to order the public hearing for Monday, November 4th. Deputy Clerk will call.
Notice is here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Notice is hereby given by the Chair of the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators that the Chair and the members of the Board of Legislators of the County of St. Lawrence will meet at the Board of Legislators Chambers Courthouse, located at 48 Court Street, Canton, New York, at 5:50 on Monday, November 4th, 2019, for the purpose of conducting a public hearing regarding the adoption of the 2020 budget, followed by the November full board meeting. Further notice is hereby given that copies of the tentative budget are available at the office of the Clerk of the Board of Legislators at Canton, New York, where they may be inspected or procured by any interested person during business hours. Pursuant to Section 359 of County Law, the maximum salaries that may be fixed and payable during said fiscal year to members of said Board of Legislators and to the chair thereof, respectively, are hereby specified as follows. Members of the Board of Legislators, $12,000. Vice Chair of the Board of Legislators, $14,000. Chair of the Board of Legislators, $17,000. 2020 Budget Summary, Exhibit A, Category and Appropriations, Total Budget. General Government Support, $58,617,163. Education, $851,000. Public Safety, $17,000. $278,261. Health services, $16,186,897. Transportation, $24,332,880. Economic opportunity, $3,477,387. Social services, $64,634,799. Culture and recreation, $332,118. Home and community services, $6,636,717. Employee benefits, $33,073,530. Debt service, $2,286,638. Interfund transfers, $25,434,439. Total appropriations, $253,141,829 by order of the Board of Legislators.
And now is the time for anyone that wishes to comment or make a comment about what you just heard to address the board. You're asked to stand at the microphone during the time that you address the board. Your address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes, and please state your name before beginning the address. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. And we'll be in recess until 6 o'clock. Concession. I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda by Mr. Leader, seconded by Ms. Curran, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the minutes of October 7th by Ms. Curran and Mr. Fay, seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. Are there any communications? No communications. Citizen participation. Any citizen wishing to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your talk. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board? Seeing none, we will move on to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign contracts with veterinarians and assistants for rabies clinics. Move for its adoption.
Seconded by Ms. Arquette, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Chairman, I have a resolution accepting a donation from Martin Harding and Mazzotti for the St. Lawrence County Traffic Safety Program, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Ms. Terminelli and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for community services for funding from New York State Opioid Response, and I move for its adoption.
There's a second. Second by Ms. Curran and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan.
Yes.
Leader.
Yes.
Denisha.
Yes.
Perkins.
Yes.
Akers.
Yes.
Fay.
Yes.
Haggard.
Yes.
Arquette. Burke.
Yes.
Arquette.
Yes.
Terminelli.
Yes.
Curran.
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Northern Regional Center for Independent Living for Family Peer Support Services and modifying the 2019 budget for the community services. I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for Social Services for Home Energy Assistance Program, HEAP, and I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth, Ms. Curran, and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for Social Services for Foster and Institutional Care, and I move for its adoption.
Your second. And Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a four-year plan for funding with the New York State Office for the Aging, and I move for its adoption.
Your second. By Mr. Denisha and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution requesting that the New York State Department of Health to delay the implementation of new lead poisoning regulations due to an unworkable timeline and exorbitant cost, and I move for its adoption.
Your second. Second by Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services for the aid to prosecution grant. Move for its adoption.
Your second. By Ms. Terminelli and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
I will be recusing.
So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services for the 2019 Stop Violence Against Women Act Formula Award. Move for its adoption.
Your second. By Mr. Akers, Mr. Forsyth, Ms. Arquette, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
I would respectfully recuse myself.
Noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Office of Homeland Security for fiscal year 19 PSAP grant and modifying the 2020 budget for the Office of Emergency Services, and move for its adoption.
Your second. By Mr. Arquette and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
sorry. Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Kern?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Office of Homeland Security for fiscal year 19 emergency management performance grant and move for its adoption.
Your second. Ms. Kern, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services to accept a fiscal year 20 alternative to incarceration pretrial electronic home monitoring grant. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Akers, Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran, and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Recovery Solutions for electronic home monitoring services for the probation department. Move for its adoption.
Your second. Mr. Akers, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Burke, Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office for automotive and fuel expenses for the Criminal Division and move for its adoption.
Your second. Ms. Curran, Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office for overtime expenses for the Correctional Division and move for its adoption.
Your second by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke? Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office for overtime expenses for the Criminal Division. Move for its adoption.
Your second. Mr. Akers, Mr. Forsythe, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office to utilize seized funds from the District Attorney's Office and move for its adoption.
It's your second. Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Recuse.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
14 yes, one abstain.
Resolution is carried. Mr. DeNisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a renewal contract with the Unified Court System for Security of the Courts and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. DeNisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Office of Interoperable Communications to set aside sufficient 911 funding for counties to properly maintain existing systems and become compliant with Federal Communications Commission funding opportunities and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Sheridan, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. DeNisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution urging New York State to classify emergency medical services as essential services for the purposes of state aid and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Terminelli. And Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. DeNisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution opposing New York State Senate Bill S-2161B and Assembly Bill A-833B relating to mandatory medication-assisted treatment in county jails and move for its adoption.
Your second. Second by Mr. Forsyth and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Burke.
I won't be supporting this for the same reason that I gave at committee. We wouldn't withhold cancer treatment for any of our inmates, anybody under our charge. We shouldn't withhold any treatment for addictions. It does not give the inmate the right to have it. It puts it in the arsenal of the treating clinician, and as indicated in this resolution, it's an evidence-based practice. It's not only important to have our inmates return to society without the or with the support of treatment for their addictions, and I just think we're remiss in asking our elected officials not to push this issue.
Anyone else? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Mr. Burke. When the state appropriately exercises its authority and sends a person to state prison, we take charge of that person. And to think that we would be withholding any type of treatment, I find abhorrent and immoral. I will vote no against this resolution. This is a, as far as I can see, a money-saving item put together by the New York Association of Counties, and it doesn't acknowledge the responsibility we have to people in our charge. Yes, they have committed a crime. Yes, they are paying for that crime. But as a person that has, in fact, argued to send people to prison, I don't believe in any time when I argued that I would have hoped in any way that treatment and so forth would be withheld. And I'll be voting no against this. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sheridan.
I'm going to be supporting this resolution because I'm sick and tired of the New York State putting forth new mandates on us on a weekly or on a monthly basis here every time we meet to take care of the issues that they should be funding. This is another example of a new mandate that sooner or later we just have to decide that we've got to we've got to start opposing these resolutions that they're sending up to us from New York, in the Assembly and the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Sheridan. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Chair, I'd like to have a roll call, please.
Roll call vote, please.
Fay?
Yes.
Hager?
No.
Arquette?
No.
Burke?
No.
Arquette?
No.
Terminelli?
No.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
10 yes, 5 no.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer a resolution in support of federal legislation, H.R. 1345, to repeal the Medicaid inmate exclusion policy for pretrial inmates. Move for its adoption.
Mr. Second. Ms. Curran. Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution opposing New York State Senate Bill S-1623 and Assembly Bill A-2500 relating to the Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act, and move for its adoption.
Your second. Second by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be voting in support of this resolution simply because I believe that the bills, in fact, restrict local authority from taking necessary steps. However, with that said, I do believe that the jury is out and the research is out whether or not solitary confinement is a humane and a proper way to deal with people within incarceration. I'm supporting this solely for the purpose that I do not want to see any impediment placed on local authorities to place people in the shoe until such time as it's all the research is in on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Reagan.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be voting yes on this resolution because I think it's important that our correctional officials have the tools that they need to keep facilities safe. Our correctional officers, both on the county and state level, walk some of the most dangerous beats in New York State, and I think it's extremely important that they are given the tools they need to control behaviors that would never be allowed outside of prisons. And I think that we should not give in to this notion that actions like solitary confinement are just being applied willy-nilly. They're not, and I think the professionals in the correctional systems try numerous ways of helping inmates to change their behaviors before they resort to solitary confinement.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sheridan.
Again, I am going to vote in favor of this resolution because it's, again, like the last time I just spoke, it has to do with an unfunded mandate that the county can no longer afford these sort of costs that these ideas were going to bring onto the county.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to award and sign contracts for the St. Lawrence County Bridge Preservation Project, bins number 3340850, 3341310, 3341710, and 3341720, and also PIN number 775378. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Mr. Perkins.
I'll be abstaining due to my employment.
So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to award and sign contracts for the South Shore Road Bridge over the Oswegatchie River, bid number 3340940, PIN number 775371. I move this resolution.
Your second. By Mr. Denisha and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to approve and sign a supplemental agreement, number 2, with Barton LeJudis, the DPC, for construction inspection CI services for St. Lawrence County Bridge Preservation Project, bins 3340850, 3341310, 3341710, and 3341720, and also PIN 775378. I move this resolution.
Your second. Second by Mr. Forsyth, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One abstention? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for unanticipated increased appropriations. I move this resolution.
Second, Ms. Curran and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution's carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for overtime. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Arquette and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Nance Arquette? Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Solid Waste Department for overtime. I move this resolution.
For a second. By Mr. Burke and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran? Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette? 15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Solid Waste Department for software and tipping fees. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Arquette, Mr. Sheridan, Mr. Nanisha, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Tony Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth? Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution restoring nutrition site services to the Canton Housing Authority Senior Housing Complex and modifying the 2019 budget for the Office for the Aging. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Fay. Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, I'd like to be listed as co-sponsor on this resolution, please.
So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for community services for funding received from the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services for state and funding authorization to St. Lawrence County as a pass-through funding to the approved agencies. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Haggard, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, thank you. I think this resolution, and it points out the significant problem in St. Lawrence County that we have with, we talk about substance abuse quite a bit, but the hidden abuse for substance abuse is alcoholism. And anytime we address the addiction problem of alcoholism in this county, I think we're well on the right track. Many people that end up in court and a variety of other things are there because of alcohol addiction. And I enthusiastically support anything we can do to treat alcoholism and the people that suffer from that terrible, terrible disease. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
15 yes.
It's carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution urging renewed funding for electronic waste collection. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsythe and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution requesting relief amid an ongoing recycling crisis. I move this resolution.
Second by Mr. Burke and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution calling for the state of New York to allow for county home rule authority regarding employment residency requirements. I move this resolution.
There's a second. By Ms. Curran, Mr. Forsythe, and Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the St. Lawrence County Industrial Development Agency to provide for economic development services for St. Lawrence County. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Reagan, Ms. Arquette, Mr. Sheridan, Mr. Arquette, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to approve and sign a supplemental agreement number one with McFarland Johnson for additional services for South Shore Road Bridge over the Oswegatchie River, bin number 3340940, pin number 775371. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Mr. Denisha and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the filling of vacancies. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Haggard, Mr. Arquette, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Akers, would you offer the next resolution, please?
Would. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chairman, I offer the resolution for adoption of the 2020 budget. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth, Ms. Arquette, Mr. Arquette, Mr. Denisha, Mr. Perkins, Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, everyone. Any discussion? Mr. Arquette.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to thank the staff all across the county, you know, for stepping up and doing more for less. We continue to year after year, you know, ask department heads, workers, and all staff to do more or less. I'd like to, a special thank you to Ruth Doyle, our administrator, and her staff for putting this together. We're tasked with providing a lot of services. We have a pile of departments, and we're able to put blacktop on roads and work towards, you know, getting the bridges better, all while providing most of the same essential services that we have, and we're able to do it without raising taxes. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to echo Legislator Arquette's sentiments. You know, Ruth has done a wonderful job. The budget team, the department heads, every employee that works for St. Lawrence County has done an excellent job. And I think that was evidenced this evening, you know, with the longevity ceremony. You know, when you've got folks that stay with an employer for 30 years, 35 years, obviously they enjoy their work. They contribute a lot, and you know, we would not be in this place that we're in were it not for all of the employees for St. Lawrence County, and I appreciate all the hard work.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. We'll move on now to the county administrator's report.
Thank you very much for another unanimous budget. I look forward to working with department heads to live within that budget. Keep in contact and communication with all of you so that you know how things are happening. You know that next year is going to be a very impactful year with the changes coming in legislation, and we'll work very diligently to make sure we do our best to stay ahead of those and the impacts they have on our budget. I do offer also my congratulations to all 26 employees, some who came back from retirement to join us tonight, as well as those who couldn't be here. So we'll make sure that they receive their certificates and our congratulations on your behalf as well. We have interviews scheduled this Friday for the Youth Bureau Director position, so we'll bring you an update on that next week. I do want to report out to you, as required by Local Law C for the year 2011, a transfer of funds for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $1,150 associated with training. Also, to let you know that Vacancy Review Committee will be meeting tomorrow. There are 8 vacancies to be reviewed, and there are currently, with the exception of the temporary or seasonal positions, 55 positions vacant at this time out of the 789. Friday at 1 o'clock, we will hold the ceremony that's long been awaited to display the portrait of Mary Lou Rupp in the county clerk's office, and we'll have a small reception immediately following that will take place in the back portion of the department. So if you're able to join us, we would appreciate that on Friday. There'll be no meeting next Monday, November 11th, on Veterans Day, as the county's closed for business, with the exception of our 24/7 staff. 2 weeks from Tuesday, from tomorrow, negotiations will begin with CSEA, and we look forward to bringing you updates as those negotiations get underway. A reminder that we are rescheduled to meet with the City of Ogdensburg on November 21st in the afternoon with regards to sales tax. Next month, at the board meeting, we will hold the memorial ceremony. If you are aware of any past member of the Board of Legislators or prior to that, the Board of Supervisors, please let us know. We are aware of Mr. Burns, but other than that, I think if there's any other folks who have left us this year, make sure that we know so that we can honor them. Also, I did want to offer my apology for not making certain that all legislators were offered the opportunity to attend the Ready Commission announcement. The next meeting will be held on November 20th in Albany. So if you would like to attend, make sure that we know about that and we can make arrangements. Finally, I did want to mention that there were two resolutions I believe that we needed to, if we could, take roll calls on as they were modifying the budget. Those were the Family Peer Support Services, which was number 4 on your chair's agenda, page 5, as well as number 32 regarding the Canton Housing Authority on page 38. So if we could call for a vote, a roll call vote on each of those resolutions, that would be great.
Okay. Why don't we do that right now before we get to old or new business? Number 4, Mr. Sheridan, would you kindly reoffer that resolution so that we might vote on it? It's number 4. Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
15, yes.
Ms. Carey. Mr. Akers, number 32, please. Would you represent that?
Okay, it's on page 38.
Page 32.
Number 32.
Number page 32 on correct. Page 5.
Wait a minute. Where do you have it, Ruth, on the...
On page 38, that's correct, but it's number 32 on your agenda.
Page 30?
8.
38, okay, yep. So I'm on it. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution restoring nutrition site services to the Canton Housing Authority Senior Housing Complex and modifying the 2019 budget for the Office for the Aging. I move this resolution.
Is there a second by Mr. Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Haggard and Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Tiger?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
15, yes.
Carried. Is there any old business? Any new business?
Old.
Any, Mr. Akers?
Ruth, you didn't give us the actual time for Friday ceremony.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and this will be here in this
chamber? County Clerk's office.
Okay. And then the vacancy, is that at 3 or 3:30 tomorrow?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Thank you.
Anyone else? Are there any committee reports? We have need for executive session for litigation, negotiations, appointment, and personnel to do with employee work history. By Mr. Forsyth, second question, are you moving?
No.
Second by Mr. Akers, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Move into executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I offer for appointment to the EMS Advisory Board, term to expire 12/31/2020, Christopher Towler, 748 Old Potsdam Parishville Road, Potsdam, New York. And I also offer for appointment to the St. Louis County Planning Board, Andrew Gilbert, 517 State Highway 72, Potsdam, New York, term to expire 3/31/2022.
Your second. Second by Ms. Curran, Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Chairman, I offer appointment to the Board of Health, term to expire December 31st, 2021. And just thereafter, County Group 1A Lisbon, replace Todd Wells. I also have another position, Youth Advisory Board, term to expire November 30th, 2021.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. There are no appointments by the chair this evening. Is there any further business? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the county chair to sign the necessary documents for a ready grant regarding Bridgeworth, I believe in the town of Morristown, for the amount of $2.1 million, requiring the New York State Department of Transportation to directly administer bids, and will work on the guarantees to determine the project's implementation dates, as well as including the drafting and engineering reports. Associated costs will be accounted for within 95% of the grant award. Resolution would be subject to the review and final approval of the county attorney, and I offer this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Akers and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Do we have to do a roll call on this? No. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
One more item, Joe. We do have confirmation that LC Drive's presentation will be provided December 9th.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn? Bye, everybody. We're adjourned.